Chief Health Promotions Officer Shanika John said churches, operators of public transportation and event promoters, among others, must ensure that they protect members of the public as the COVID-19 pandemic continues. Ms. John said they will also continue their sensitization work with members of the public.
For our promoters, for van drivers, for churches, for those people that normally have and will continue to do their gatherings, it's really important for them to put measures in place to ensure that they're able to mitigate and to detect early, if needed, any possible transmission of the infectious disease, COVID-19, and, you know, even monkeypox, because we really want people to be aware of that as well. Tuberculosis, you know, these are all things that you should be aware of specifically. So we really want you to put the measures in place to ensure that you can detect. At this point, for gathering, vaccination is not a mandate. So we really want people to ensure that the other measures are in place and still continue their patrons and attendees to ensure that they are protected. And I'm really making that appeal to Vincentius to continue to work with the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment. We have our medical doctors, our public health nurses as well, who are on the ground formulating and implementing some sessions, one-on-one sessions, sessions with our church groups, our youth groups, our volunteer groups, etc., even our providers, because we do realize that this is also an opportunity for us to engage our other stakeholders and also have that health in our policy, because it's not just a health issue. I think COVID-19 has taught us that. So we really want people to be mindful and to be very much aware.
Chief Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health for Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. In the region, with the spread of monkeypox now a reality for Jamaica, educator says they will continue the current COVID-19 protocols implemented in schools to limit the spread of the virus. Principal of the Dunrobin Primary School, Sashiel Grant Henry, said though the full scope of the monkeypox is still unknown, maintaining the COVID-19 protocols will serve as a buffer to prevent the virus from spreading in schools until further guidance is provided by the Ministries of Education and Health. The principal said that wash stations that have been set up at her school in the height of the COVID-19 pandemic are still up and running. The school has quite literally rolled out the red carpet to welcome students back for the new school year, and according to Mrs. Grant Henry, the move is partly because it facilitates COVID-19 protocols by allowing the students to enter the school in single file rather than just a full crowd. And on the international scene in the United States, the White House is urging Americans to get updated COVID-19 vaccine shots this fall, specifically targeting prevalent Omicron variants. The Biden administration on Thursday released more details on its plan to make the newly approved shots easily available and free for the public. The White House is also again calling on Congress to provide additional funding for the nation's response to the health crisis. President Joe Biden, who canceled his planned remarks on the updated vaccines after the news broke of the death of Queen Elizabeth II, previously said the shots represents a new phase in the government's response to the virus. That's today's COVID-19 update. I'm Donnie Collins.